Thank you and good morning. Pan Air has announced it will reduce the number of flights that fly into and out of the Arcata Eureka Airport from 3 per day to 2 per day, beginning today. Pan Air issued a press release that stated the nationwide shortage of pilots is the key reason for the schedule change, and that the new daily flights will allow for better coordination with existing crew rotation. The new schedule has seen the 7 o'clock flight dropped, and the two remaining flights will depart Arcata at 11.05 a.m. and 5.10 p.m. each day of the week. Arrivals from Portland will land in Arcata at 10.35 a.m. and 4.40 p.m. daily. Crescent City will see two flights per day to Portland with a 7.45 a.m. departure and an afternoon flight at 3.25 with return flights at 1.35 in the afternoon and 6.45 p.m. Jordan Christmas has news from the Harbor District.
The Humble Bay Harbor District Board of Commissioners will hold their meeting this afternoon, and one of the top agenda items that will be considered is the approval of a resolution to consolidate the election for governing board members with statewide general elections and holding elections in even-numbered years. Staff recommends that the board adopts the resolution to be in compliance with Senate Bill 415, which prohibits local government from holding an election other than on a statewide election date, only if holding an election on a non-concurrent date resulted in a huge decrease in voter turnout. The meeting begins at noon later today.
Thank you, Jordan. New rates for Pacific Gas and Electric customers go into effect today as the utility gets rid of one of three tiers of rate pricing in a shakeup. The highest household ratepayers, who pay as much as 40 cents per kilowatt hour, will see that rate drop to the current second highest tier at 27 cents per kilowatt hour. For those who pay the lowest rate, they will see a rise in rates from 18 cents per hour to just under 20 cents. The move is a reorganization effort on the part of the utility to simplify the rate structure. The rate changes will not affect households which use time-of-use programs, and there will still be penalties for those who use electricity at four times the base rate in their area. Petaluma became the latest city in California to pass a local resolution that states the city will not use local resources to assist immigration and custom officials in their operations related to immigration violations and policies. Now, State Republican Senator Tom Berryhill has asked that Democrats and fellow Republicans sign on to a measure he has introduced that would amend the state constitution to allow state and local officials to assist ICE when it comes to illegal immigrants convicted of violent felonies. The bill would ensure those immigrants would be deported once they have served their sentence and that they would then be ineligible for any local, state, or federal assistance programs if they re-enter the country. Berryhill said that lawmakers from both sides of the aisle have expressed support for deporting violent felons and that this allows them to sign on to a measure that would do so. For the last decade, Humboldt State University has been recognized as a top feeder program for the Peace Corps, and this year is no different. Currently, there are 33 HSU graduates and alumni serving in the Peace Corps, and since the program began in 1961, more than 800 HSU alum have participated. HSU is currently ranked fifth on the listing of Corps members for medium-sized universities and colleges. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Fortuna Police Chief Bill Doberstein appeared on Talk Shop yesterday, and the talk turned to marijuana legalization and its impact locally. The state has passed both Medical Marijuana Regulation and Safety Act that regulates cultivation and distribution of medical cannabis, as well as Prop 64 that opens the door for personal cultivation, possession, and consumption. Doberstein pointed out that Fortuna could become one local city that bans the cultivation and retail sales of marijuana within city limits. The city council has already banned cultivation for medical purposes.
The city council is going to be bringing up this whole issue of marijuana cultivation and Prop 64, you know, to coincide with our existing ordinance that covers medical marijuana grows. You know, in the city of Fortuna, medical marijuana grows are banned within the city limits.
Doberstein said that a full ban on all marijuana-related activities in Fortuna may conflict with state law.
the council is going to be looking at that ordinance and seeing if the desire of the council is to incorporate, you know, recreational use as well as the medicinal use of marijuana and the grows. However, the one thing that's going to be hard to get around under Prop 64, which is a state law, is the each household is permitted to have 6 marijuana plants.
You can listen to Fortuna Police Chief Bill Doberstein talk shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.